when you look at the facts of the recent Greta Van Susteren and Jorn Vandersloot interview, we can say this. Fox News and the producers of On the Record with Greta Van Susteren licensed information from Mr. Vandersloot, an alleged recording between him and his father. We can say that Jorn Vandersloot told a maybe improbable story that he later said he lied about. We can say, and the experts can say, that Greta was used and abused during the interrogation or the investigation or the interview, whatever you want to call it, and she was made to look foolish during it. One has to wonder, and I will say this now, Greta Van Susteren and the producers of On the Record with Greta Van Susteren have good intentions when it comes to getting answers for Natalie Holloway and her family. She is spot on when she says that the Aruban government and the prosecutor's office don't want to know the truth or prosecute the truth. But bringing Jorn Vandersloot on for an investigation-type interview the way that she did, I thought she was made to look foolish, and so did many others. I think it's time that Jorn Vandersloot is not given any more airtime. He has sewered himself enough. He thrives on it. He loves it, a la O.J. Simpson. And it's time that the pressure be put on the Aruban prosecutor to take the evidence that they have and go with it. Unfortunately, Joran will be shown as someone who can't tell the truth. He may not be able to tell the truth when it is scripted and in front of a camera, but he may be able to tell the truth when he's riding in a vehicle and a camera's running that he doesn't know. My name's Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.